Back for the second half of session, one of the big events, although it didn't take that long on the floor, was moving forward on a major tax reform package.
Yes, I was glad to see that we were able to perfect Senator Igel's tax cut bill. This bill had a lot of different moving parts, but we were able to perfect it in about 20 minutes out on the Senate floor. I think everyone was in shock that it went by so quickly. However, we had debated this bill for several hours in the preceding month. Some of the provisions of what this bill would do, it would reduce the individual income tax rate from 5.9% to 5.25%. I think that is great news for our individual taxpayers here in the state of Missouri. By doing that, and the bill is overall revenue neutral, especially in the short term, we had to make some concessions. So some of those concessions were to end the federal and individual income tax deduction on your state income tax return. So currently on your Missouri state income tax return, you get a deduction for the amount of federal income taxes that you pay. That would be eliminated under this bill in order to reduce the overall individual income tax rate from 5.9% to 5.25%. It also would start the process of collecting sales tax on online purchases. I have had many of my small town brick and mortar type of businesses, whether it's been a clothing store or print shop, that have been very concerned about when a customer comes in, they have to charge them sales tax. However, if that same customer steps outside their store, gets on their cell phone, and orders something online, they don't have to pay sales tax. So this bill would start the process of collecting sales tax on online purchases. It would also repeal a deduction businesses receive for filing their taxes on time. Individuals currently don't receive a deduction for filing their taxes on time, but some businesses do, and so this would eliminate that deduction from the businesses. It would also phase in a fuel tax, a total of 10 cents over the next 8 years. This would create about $2.5 billion in additional spending on our roads and bridges over the next 10 years. I think that this would definitely be a boom to our construction industry and help out with those much needed repairs, whether it's potholes in the middle of lettered road or able to redo some of those bridges. Out of the surrounding states, if this were to pass, only Oklahoma would have a lower fuel tax than Missouri. The rest of the states surrounding us would still have at least the same fuel tax rate or a higher fuel tax rate. And with Oklahoma does have toll roads, so that's one of the reasons that their fuel tax is lower. Here in Missouri, we do not have toll roads. Overall, I think it's a very good proposal. I was glad to vote in favor of perfection and look forward to third reading that hopefully here within the next week or so. You know, many times people try and compare this bill to the one in Kansas. This is very different from the bill in Kansas. This one has revenue triggers, so if revenue increases by a certain percentage or a certain amount, then the further tax reductions would go into effect, but only if income increases. And that's probably one of the biggest differences between this bill and what they've done over in Kansas.
For you, your Veterans Committee, hearing, as a lot of committees of the last few weeks, started hearing House bills.
Yes, it was great to have several House bills come through my Senate Veterans Committee. One of those House bills was House Bill 1552. And House Bill 1552 basically gives military spouses first priority during the processing of all applications for professional licenses. With Whiteman Air Force Base in my district, many times we have the spouse of the airman or airwoman come in and maybe they have a license to be a nurse or something else. However, this process, in order to get their license, could take several months, even though they may only be stationed at Whiteman Air Force Base for 2 years. This would simply help those spouses obtain their license quickly so they can be gainfully employed in the local community.